Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Adrian Krieg will be with us shortly this morning. We're going to be talking about this whole business of the Federal Reserve Board and banking in general with him, and who it is that controls it much to the detriment of the average American. And as we look at all of this, you know, it's interesting. Newsmax has a most interesting post. And, of course, I don't have a great deal of use for Newsmax because of its obvious neocon and Zionist connections. But there is a very, very interesting article there talking about the fact that Americans owe something like $915 billion in credit card debt. That, of course, on top of the mortgage subprime situation, suggests that the central banking system is feeling quite queasy even as I speak. What's going on with all of this? At the same time that gold has gone well over $800 an ounce, oil approaching $100 a barrel even before the outbreak of war with Iran, overt outbreak of war. And then, of course, we speak about the whole historic decline of the dollar vis-a-vis the euro. And it becomes abundantly clear that something is happening here that we need to understand the deeper implications of if we are going to avoid absolute catastrophe, if that's still possible. Dr. Adrian Krieg, how are you, sir?
Very good, Mark. How are you?
Well, good. We've been talking about a couple of items this morning. In the first hour of the show, Eric Margolis has an essay at the Toronto Sun talking about the fact that 70 years after this incredible Soviet purge that between 1922 and 1941 killed somewhere between 20 and 40 million people. Margolis notes that there's a great deal of silence about this today and the fact that Roosevelt and Churchill had this incredible alliance going with the greatest mass murderer in history. And yet there's, of course, this great historical silence about this now. And then I was talking a little bit about the George Koval spy case that's just been reported on by the New York Times, where a Russian who immigrated to the United States and became an American Jew in Iowa later infiltrated the Manhattan Project and stole American atomic secrets and turned them over to the former Soviet Union. So that's what we've been chatting about here in the first hour, and I was mentioning to the listeners that you were interested in talking about the Federal Reserve and the banking system today as it relates to the control of both entities by world Zionism. How does that play out?
Well, you know, first of all, I wanted to make a correction in your previous statement. Actually, according to the Kremlin, the number of deaths related to the communist movement from 1919 to about 1939 or 40 is 66 million.
Yeah, I read that figure, by the way, in your very fine dictionary, and I noted the difference. I should have mentioned that in the air, that you cited something like 66 million. The New York Times was kicking around a figure between 20 and 40 million. And at any rate, whether we're talking about 20 to 40 million, according to the establishment New York Times, or your figure, which is the one I accept as 66 million, fact of the matter is that in either case, we're talking about an exponentially greater figure than the so-called 6 million, supposedly at the hands of Hitler, that are commemorated in the so-called National Holocaust Museum there in Washington. It seems
well,
to me...
Well, of course, the really interesting fact is that the operators of the system in the Soviet Union, the Bolsheviks, were all Jews.
Yes, let's take that up, as well as the banking issue, when Mark Danfoss America returns live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Dr. Adrian Krieg of KriegBooks.com. We'll be back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Dr. Adrian Krieg. You can find Krieg Books, KriegBooks.com, by going to MarkDankoff.com, going to the links page, and you'll see Krieg Books there. Just click on it, and it'll take you right into all of the offerings of Dr. Adrian Krieg. You, of course, can also find him at A to Z Publications. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, A2ZPublications.com. Been talking about a series of things with Dr. Krieg this morning. The Eric Margolis essay on the silence in regard to the Holocaust in the Soviet Union is certainly instructive. Margolis indicates there, of course, that there are some specific connections between those who were involved in the silence and are involved in the silence pertaining to that so-called Soviet Holocaust and those presently pushing for an expansion of American military power in the Middle East with a renewed call for war with Iran.
Let me interject something. Sure. That people may not be aware of. That's just recently been reported on Free Speech TV, which is 94.15 on Dish Network. And I was absolutely floored when I heard this. It was reported day before yesterday, and what they said was that, you know, France has done a 180-degree turnaround and now supports action against Iran. And the absolutely astounding information is that Nicolas Sarkozy, who is the president of France, was a Mossad agent for 15 years.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that sort of tells you our foreign policy and France's foreign policy now both have come out of Jerusalem.
No question about it. And there are a number of things out there in the international press about this past or maybe even present connection of Sarkozy to the Israeli Mossad intelligence agency. But the Corsican Jewish roots of Sarkozy go have been chronicled before. And, of course, in recent times, what I'm satisfied is proof that's emerged in the international media that he, in fact, was a Mossad agent for a decade and a half. It really is incredible to me, Adrian, to read these kinds of things and to see the number of people out there in the American public who have not yet connected the dots between all of these things and what's behind it.
Well, my guess would be, Mark, that 99.9% of the people aren't even aware of this, because the media, the mainstream media, which is controlled by the same people, prevent that sort of information from being disseminated. I mean, you're not going to read about this in the New York Times, are you?
Well, that's exactly right. And thinking about this information on the Sarkozy connection to the Israeli Mossad, which was recently reported on even by the London Financial Times, it reminds me of the picture that was on the front page of that publication a few days ago when Sarkozy was speaking before the U.S. House of Representatives. Big color photograph of him from the speaker's podium in the U.S. House. And the only person you could see behind him and above him was a smiling Nancy Pelosi, which I thought was a very, very significant photograph.
Well, you know, I made up a little joke about this. You know, the Germans and the French just had a summit. And the summit dealt with multiculturalism. And, of course, there was Nicolas Sarkozy and Angela Merkel, and they were both having this discussion. And before they did, they marched by this military review thing with a band at the end. And the band didn't know which national anthem to play, so they played the Israeli one.
Yeah. Well, you know, as you look at this whole business, you know, for people who can't see this, I mean, it's just whether we're looking at the issue of Sarkozy or we're looking at the folks that are clearly in the driver's seat and controlling the major party nominating process in this country, it doesn't take too much research before you start connecting the money dollar flow and the associations.
Well, of course, and that's where the Federal Reserve comes in.
They're run by the same
people.
Yes, and this does get into something, of course, Adrian. Obviously, you have a far better technical economic background than I do, but even I have connected the dots in regard to what Matthias Chang has covered on this, for example, in his book for AFP, where there's clearly a relationship between the ability to expand the money supply at will and the whole issue of not only the manipulation of an individual country's currency, but the way in which the easy expansion of money supply can be used quite nicely to support wars for empire worldwide.
Well, you know, it's very interesting, because in the 12th century, there were two competing banking systems. And the one system was run by the Knights Templar, which was a Christian monastic organization. They were what we call, I suppose the right way would be the monks of war. And they ran a banking system in the entire European community. And the conflicting banking system was the Jewish system, which is fractional reserve banking. And the Jewish group very clever in getting the King of France to accuse the Knights Templar of all kinds of vile crimes and, you know, and all of this stuff. Actually, last month, the Vatican, for the first time, announced that these trials were false and that these Knights Templars hadn't done anything wrong, and that the reason that the King of France did this so is that he wouldn't have to pay back the debts to the Knights Templar, which were humongous. And with that came the fractional reserve banking system came out of the Babylonian captivity that the Jews were in. They brought this fractional reserve system to out of Babylon and gradually expanded it in the entire Middle East. Now, what people have to understand is that prior to this, interest was basically illegal to charge interest. What you could do is if you somebody wanted to borrow money or product from you, you could say to that person, okay, I'll loan you $100 and you pay me back $110. And that was okay. But to charge a percentage of the principal over a prolonged period of time was called usury and was a crime against the church. This is also true of Islam, and in fact, it's still true of Islam today. So the fractional reserve banking system, and people have to understand how this system works. It's very important that they understand, because that's the lie that the Federal Reserve operates under. In fractional reserve banking, what you do is you deposit some money with a bank. Let's say Mark Dankoff goes in and deposits $1,000 with the bank.
By that would law, be a pretty big day for me, but go ahead.
By fractional reserve banking, that bank is allowed now to put that money into deposit in their functioning business. They call this an asset. This is ridiculous. It's not their assets. It's Mark Dankoff's asset. He put it in the bank. But because they call it an asset, they're allowed to loan out at present, 94% of that money to somebody else. In other words, they have to retain 6%. And that's where the fractional reserve banking comes in. 6% of the cash that is deposited with a bank must remain with the bank. 94% can be loaned out. Now, this works out to that a bank who takes in $1,000 can keep turning that money over and over and over until they've loaned out about $13,600 on the $1,000 deposit. And of course, this is an absolutely crooked arrangement. But this is how fractional reserve banking works, and it works the same way with our currency. The Federal Reserve is neither federal. It's not federal. It's a private corporation. It's not a reserve because it has no reserves, and it's not a system. It's a corporation incorporated in the state of New York. It's incorporated in 1914. And if anybody doesn't believe me, I think it's – I can't remember the month. November – in 1914, November or September. Hold on. I think I got it here somewhere. September the 23rd, 1914, New York Times. There's an article which tells you who the stockholders of the Federal Reserve were at that time.
We'll be back with Dr. Adrian Krieg. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Dr. Adrian Krieg, author of, among other things, the New American Newspeak Dictionary. This is a real treat, by the way. Dr. Krieg was kind enough to send me a copy. You can purchase one at kriegbooks.com. Among many things, take a look at page 17, his definition of Bolshevism, and page 99, where he discusses this 6 million figure. These are just two of the treats that are in store for you if you take a look at this new Newspeak dictionary from A to Z. Look at all the different definitions that are included here. It is very informative reading. It's also very entertaining reading. Dr. Krieg, talking about this whole business of fractional reserve banking, I have to admit my own ignorance to all of my listeners here. When I was running for the United States Senate in 2000, with the Constitution Party in Delaware, and I was trying to prepare some position papers for what I was going to run on in all of these different areas. It was then for the first time that I came across the concept of fractional reserve banking. I had never heard of it before then, and here I was running for the United States Senate. That's a pretty scary idea.
No, that's not scary at all. Half of the people in our Congress don't even know what a bank is.
Well, at least I'm admitting that I was a fool.
No, I mean, that's not being a fool. That's just you just didn't know, because the information that the Federal Reserve System is a private corporation has been very well hidden. And the very name would indicate that's a federal institution, the Federal Reserve System. It's a lie, yes, right from the beginning, you know? So anyway, we've covered a little bit about this, so let's go to the creation of the Federal Reserve System. Now, most people think it was the brainchild of Big Daddy Warbucks. You know, any of you have seen the play Annie, of course. Big Daddy Warbucks is Paul Wartburg. Paul Wartburg, by the way, was the agent of the Rothschild banking empire in the United States in 1913. And his brother was very active in the Dutch branch of the German brand, a bank in Frankfurt that controlled the Dutch economy. So it's pretty reasonable to assume that the Rothschilds were the authors of the Federal Reserve Act. And there's some reasons for accepting that, because the British bank, which is also a private corporation, was also set up by the Rothschilds. So we have a series of what we the citizens are duped into believing as national banks are actually private corporations. This is true of the Bank of England. This is true of, actually, it was even true of the Russian National Bank, the Soviet Bank. It was also a private corporation. Paul Wartburg and about 12 men had a meeting on Jekyll Island, which is in Georgia. It was at the time a private hunting reserve, and all of the major banking people in the world were represented. There were only 12 men. And out of this group of 12 men, they actually were the owners of about two-thirds of the world's economy. That goes to show you how incredibly powerful these people were in 1913, and how today there are probably even fewer men, and they control certainly two-thirds of the world economy. The fact that many of these people are Jewish can't escape anyone. If they're not, they have very close to Zionism. People like David Rockefeller are certainly involved in that. We see where Alan Greenspan, which I like to refer to as Greenspawn, was head of the Federal Reserve System for 18 years until he was replaced by Bernanke. And the interesting thing is that during those 18 years, he devalued the face value of the dollar by 87%. And the media would have you believe that this guy was the best thing since canned beer. That man was an absolute disaster for our economy. Since then, since he's retired, actually beginning with his retirement, beginning with the Bush presidency, that's what we're talking about, Bush the Lesser, W. Bush, the dollar has sunk another 19.7% in value. Now, people, you know, I read an article in the paper today, and they were talking about the price of fuel. The price of fuel is so high due to inflation. It's got nothing to do with the cost of oil. It's got to do with inflation, and it's got to do with bankers trading commodities. That's it.
We'll be back with Dr. Adrian Krieg. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
We're back. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Dr. Adrian Krieg of Krieg Books. You can find him at kriegbooks.com. You can also go to Mark Dankoff's website, markdankoff.com. Click on the links page, and that'll take you to Krieg Books, among other things. You can also find Adrian Krieg at a2zpublications.com. A2Z publications.com. Adrian, before the break, we were talking about this whole business of the price of oil and the price of gasoline, and that it has less to do with the real price of those commodities than with what's happened to the dollar and the economic manipulation thereof.
Sure. It's inflation. That's all it is. I mean, look, the dollar went Let me have people look at it in a different way. The euro came out 7 years ago at 84 cents to the dollar. And today, it's $1.45. Okay? That means the value of the dollar versus the euro has decreased by that amount. And, of course, what's really interesting about this, and fascinating, in fact, is that Israel, our great and wonderful ally, has announced that they will stop using the dollar as their reserve currency and have switched to the euro. Worse yet, they've told the State Department that the $30 billion that George Bush promised Israel over the next 5 years will be converted to euros immediately upon receipt. You know, these are our great allies. But, you know, we've talked before. We spoke briefly about fractional reserve banking, and we said it's a way of making money out of thin air. In other words, taking a $1,000 deposit and turning it into $13,800 of loan money. The next thing we have to talk about is fiat money. And this is the second primary issue. If you read the Constitution, you'll find that it says that coin is the currency of the realm. In other words, coin was, prior to 1930, the only accepted form of payment. If you had to pay a tax, you had to pay it in coin, gold or silver. The government didn't take paper, wouldn't take it. Okay? Now, certainly, even since the Lydians introduced the concept of coinage has been, continuously inflated. I mean, they've done things like made the coins thinner, they made them smaller, they made them lighter, they alloyed the gold with other metals and silver. Rome even went as far as to plate coins. What they couldn't, of course, electroplate, but what they do is they washed bronze coins with silver to make them appear to be silver coins when in fact they were bronze. So even in hard currency, there has been, crookedness. But the situation here today with fiat paper, and fiat paper money means that it's a paper contract, in essence, that claims to have value. Well, we know that the paper money that we have has absolutely no value. That is, unless somebody's foolish enough to accept debt as value. And to understand how this fiat money and fractional reserve banking works, let's very simply and very quickly understand that. And it's not at all complicated. Anybody can understand it. The government issues paper money, and most people, very unfortunately, believe that someplace like in Fort Knox or in some huge bank, there's a great mountain of gold that backs this paper money. Well, remember, fractional reserve banking, 6% is held in deposit. So, theoretically, 6% of all the money that's out is covered by gold or silver. Well, there isn't any silver because the government sold off its silver stocks in the first Bush administration. So the only thing left would be, theoretically, would be the gold. And let's say 10% backing. But that's no longer the case either. Because in March of 2006, the Federal Reserve stopped reporting the M3 money supply. The M3 money supply, very simply, is the amount of money that's printed, paper money that's printed, less the amount of money destroyed because, you know, it was like, you know, old or torn or something, so that's burned. Then how much treasury bonds, savings bonds, treasury notes were issued, which is the borrowing of funds, in order to print this money up. Well, since they don't report how much money was destroyed, how much money was printed, we have no idea of the value or of how much paper money is out there and how much backing there is. There isn't any backing. In fact, my guess would be that it's below 3%. So, in essence, the paper money that you have in your pocket is totally worthless. It's worth nothing. It's worth about the paper it's printed on. $100 bill is maybe worth 3 or 4 cents. Now, what has been the consequence of this? Well, the first and most immediate consequence is that the dollar was the basic reserve currency around the world. As of the October, Israel, Kuwait, Iran, Iraq, Venezuela, the United Arab Emirates, Libya, Russia, and most of the Soviet republics have changed from dollar backing their currency to euro-based backing. Now, this is a very bad thing for us because it means that the dollar's value will keep slipping. And as the value of the dollar goes down, the cost of commodities that we import goes up. So where, let's say, 5 years ago, the Iranians or the Kuwaitis or the United Arab Emirates were perfectly happy to accept $25 for a barrel of oil, today what they're saying is, hold it, hold it. That dollar isn't worth $25 anymore. So what are we going to accept? Well, we'll take $93, which was what it is today. And that's inflation. That's the reduction in value of the money caused by fractional reserve banking and a runaway printing of paper money that's worthless.
Do you think, Dr. Krieg, as one who is not an economist, I am following your argumentation here. It makes perfect sense to me. Those of us, including myself, who are listening to this, are we to conclude that when we see where we are presently in regard to this banking crisis, the subprime mortgage situation, the out-of-control credit card debt, the absolutely ruinous character just in terms of debt alone in regard to what we're doing in the Middle East, is all of this deliberate? And if it is deliberate, what is the end game?
Well, yes, it is deliberate. And the end game is essentially the same end game that has been ongoing for the last 200 years. The end game is the consolidation of national entities into large groupings. The best way for me to explain that to people is to read the 1984 George Orwell's book. Because in 1984, you see that the world had been consolidated into, I think it was 5 regional areas, each with their own currency. Well, we have one now, the euro, which is, 20-some nations. We have the Amero, which is the coming currency or will be the coming currency of the planned consolidation of United States, Canada, and Mexico. And if anybody doesn't believe that, let me point out very quickly that we are continuously now told that the United States has a population of 300 million people, which is an absolute lie. It has 276 million people, and the rest of the people, up to 300 million, are illegal immigrants. They're already being counted into the population. So you see, the consolidation is coming, and it's on its way, and it will consolidate Mexico, the United States, and Canada. And in order to make that palatable economically, the dollar is being systematically destroyed. The Canadian loonie is being increased in value, and the Mexican peso is being increased in value. It's so that there will be a more equal economic coming together, and so that the people in Mexico will be able to see an advantage out of joining this union. This union is a disaster. It's a disaster because the basic conceptual freedoms and rights that North Americans have are not inculcated in any Mexican constitution. The Mexican constitution is an absolute rag. It denies people rights. It's one of the most racist constitutions in the world. If you, for instance, as an American, live in Mexico, you're not even allowed to buy land. So we see this merging, and one of the ways this is being done is through this presently orchestrated collapse in our banking system. You know, Citibank has $71 trillion in outstanding derivatives. They just wrote off $8 billion of that. J.P. Morgan Chase, $39 trillion. Bank of America, $37 trillion. It goes on and on. Do you know that the whole world economy, everything in the world, has a value of $40 trillion? How can you have over $100 trillion of outstanding derivatives? Now, let me very quickly explain to people what a derivative is, because most people don't really understand, and hedge funds are in the same class. A derivative is the investment of money in the assumed possible interest of an outstanding instrument. If I loan Mark Dankoff $1,000 and he agrees to this loan, I say to him, the first thing I say to him, what are you going to give me for collateral? And also say, well, I got this car, it's worth about $1,000. I'll give you the title to the car, and you can hold that until I repay you the money. And I'll say, okay, that's fine. And I'm going to loan you the money at 5%. And you say, okay, I'll agree with that. I'll pay you the $50 to loan you the $1,000. And we agree to that. You send me the title. I send you the $1,000. You send me $50. I'm greedy, so I say, well, you know, I've got his note for the $50, but I'd really like the $50 right now. So I go to a bank and I say, listen, how would you like to buy the interest on this loan? And the bank says, okay, we'll buy that. We'll give you $40 for the $50. And I say, okay, so they give me the $40. Now they hold a piece of paper that says that Mark Dankoff is going to pay them $50 of interest when the loan terminates. But if Mark Dankoff says, I'm going to default on this and not pay it, what do they have? They have a completely worthless piece of paper. That's why derivatives are called junk bonds, because they're junk. They're not backed by any type of collateral whatsoever. So these institutions like J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citibank have trillions upon trillions of dollars of this worthless paper. And as people default on their mortgages, as contractors default on construction loans, they're holding the bag, as it were, of lots of paper that's completely worthless. And this is what's precipitating the crash in our economy. And this is going to get a lot worse before it gets any better. And it's going to get worse because the first round of foreclosures or failures was in October. In December is the second round. It'll be 55% higher. The third round is in March. It's 180% higher. In other words, the amount of foreclosures or failures to loans is going to increase exponentially every 3 months through March of 2008. That's not a good picture, is it?
It's not only not a good picture, it sounds absolutely apocalyptic. We have a caller, Don from Oregon, for Adrian Krieg. Go ahead, Don.
Hello?
Yes, Don.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning, all.
Hi.
Dr. Krieg, sir, it's a pleasure to talk with you, and I have been I've been following you for quite some time, sir. You have been very informative for me. Thank you. My question is, earlier you alluded to the incorporation of the Fed into the state of New York or the city of New York.
Well, no. What it is, a corporation files documents of incorporation, and they're incorporated in the state of New York.
So you're saying that they did that in February of 1914?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, that was succeeding. I hear the music coming up.
Yeah, stay on the line, Don. We'll get you right on when we come back.
Thank you.
This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Don from Oregon and his question for Dr. Adrian Krieg. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Dr. Adrian Krieg of KriegBooks.com, also of A2Z Publications.com. And we have a caller for Dr. Craig, and that's Don in Oregon. Go ahead, Don.
Thank you. Yes, recapping this briefly, I am trying to understand the chronologic order of events a little bit more specifically than I already do. So my question
is... In 1910, was the meeting held on Jekyll Island?
Correct.
The chairman of that meeting was Paul Wolberg. They attempted to get the Federal Reserve Act passed several times, and I believe it was the third time that they were able to, through a false flag operation, get Congress to pass it on February the 13th, 1913. On September the 23rd, 1914, the New York Times ran an article, a quite expansive article, which listed all of the stockholders of the Federal Reserve System. Essentially, those stockholders were about 54% of the New York central banks, and the rest of most of the stockholders were the Federal Reserve banks, of which there are 12 all over the country. I think Idaho, probably the closest one to you is San Francisco.
Yes, you're right.
Or Denver. I don't know.
It's San Francisco.
But both have a Federal Reserve Bank. Now, one of the interesting things to note is that if you look at a current dollar bill or a 20 or a 50 or a 100, whatever dollar bill it is, and you will see a black seal on it. And that black seal says the Federal Reserve System. Now, interestingly, 5 years ago, there was no such seal. What the seal said was the Federal Reserve Bank of, and then it would say Denver or New York or New Orleans or whatever Federal Reserve Bank was issuing that currency. And this change was brought about by the fact that the Federal Reserve became somewhat antsy because they said, hey, wait a minute, we did away with the M3 money supply. The money essentially is now worthless. What happens if we have a run on the system? A guy will have a dollar bill, and it'll say the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and he's located in New York. He'll go down to the Federal Reserve Bank and demand payment in coin. You know, it could do that. I mean, you know. So they said, well, if we put on a Federal Reserve System, there's really only one building in the entire world that has a Federal Reserve System on it, and that's the Federal Reserve office in Washington, D.C. So it was just another step in removing responsibility because of the fiat nature of the money, which is worthless.
Okay, I understand all of that, sir. And I believe that they did pass that on December 23rd, 1913, when most of the Congress critters were at home for Christmas. There was not
exactly
not necessarily a false flag. I do have, my question is pertaining to the tactics used in creating the act itself, specifically at Section 2. And I would like to ask your input on this. But I hear music in the background.
Yeah, we're over. The hour's over.
All right. I will pursue this later, but there is a question at Section 2 of that act that is haunting me.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My thanks to Dr. Adrian Craig. This is Mark Dankoff signing off from San Antonio on RBN. Take care.
Keep well, Mark.
Take care, Adrian. Talk to you this week.
With recent